Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are a waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are a waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here performing miracles. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here performing miracles. I worship you. I worship you. 'Cause you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 'Cause you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Father, just because of all that you are, we come before your presence with singing on this morning. We come before your presence with praise, because without a shadow of a doubt, you are more than just a waymaker. You are more than just a miracle worker. You are more than just a promise keeper, but you are Alpha and you are Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and you are the last, and you're worthy of glory, you're worthy of honor, and you're worthy of praise. And so as we begin this day off, as we start our mornings off seeking your face, as we are seeking you first while you may yet be found, God, we magnify you and we glorify you. We offer you the fruit of our lips, oh God, because when praises go up, blessings come down. And not just blessings come down, Lord, but when we, God, offer unto you praise that's comely for the upright, you inhabit the praises of your people. You are looking for someone that is willing to worship and adore you in spirit and in. You are looking for people who will set themselves aside and give you the glory and the honor that you are worthy. You made us to bless you. You made us to honor you. You made us to reflect your image, God, and you made us to lift you up, Lord. And so, Lord, with all that I am, God, I bless you with the fruit of my lips on this morning. With all that I can be, God, I offer to you a sacrifice of praise, God. You are here performing miracles. You are here moving in this place. You are right where I'm at right now, God, showering down your blessings and showering down your anointing and filling our cup even right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because you inhabit the praises of your people. God, you long to be in the midst of praise. You long to be in the midst of adoration, God. And so, Lord, that's what I've been made to do, to be a vessel, God. A sacrifice that's holy and acceptable, to be a vessel of honor, to be a vessel of praise, to lift up my God, lift up my Savior, and give him the best that I can offer. I submit myself, oh God, this morning as a living sacrifice. But Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now. Lord, because I don't want anything to come in between me and thee. Lord, because your promises are yea and amen. God, I'm so grateful that you are a promise keeper. I'm so grateful, Lord, that you don't go back on your word. I'm so grateful this morning, Lord, that your word is your bond, and I can stand upon your word. I can move forward according to your word. I can achieve greater because your word is not just a lamp unto my feet, but Lord, it's also a light unto my pathways. And when I hide your words in my heart, it helps me not to sin against thee, and it helps me to know you more intimately, God. And I'm so grateful that I know you, God. I don't know you just superficially, because many in the world, Lord, only know you superficially. Many know you. Parents, many know you through their friends and their loved ones, but some of us don't have intimate relationships with you. But I'm so glad that that's not a part of my life, but that God, I know you in the power of your resurrection. I know you, oh God, according to the fellowship of your suffering, God. God, if I'm reigning with you, I know that I'm going to suffer with you. And so God, I take it because I know that the sufferings of this present time cannot be compared to what you are willing and waiting to reveal inside of us. So, oh God, that I know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm grateful to know that living inside of me is greater than the President of the United States. God, I'm so grateful in the name of Jesus that I know the one who lives inside of me is greater than the circumstances that are going around in my life. Lord, I'm so grateful that I know that who lives inside of me, that the one who reigns inside of me, that the one who, God, powers me up and allows me to move and have my very being, he's greater than my boss. He's greater than issues in my body. He's greater than life circumstances. I'm so glad that I know, God, that you are greater than any and everything that this world can try to throw my way. And so we cry out that you are here performing miracles. Some of us, Lord, need a miracle to be performed in our lives on this day. Lord, I don't know all of the prayer requests that are in need of right now, but you know everyone that's under the sound of my voice. You know their need. You know their situation. God, someone needs a breakthrough right now. in the mighty name of Jesus. Breakthrough on their behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Tear down the hollow walls, God. Tear down, God, the walls that someone is trying to build around them to try to trap them and to try to discourage them. Lord, tear down those weapons that the enemy has formed against them, God, because your word declares that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Someone needs healing in their body. Touch them right now, God. For you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And Lord, that means that by your stripes or with your stripes, I can declare healing. Healing, God, over dementia. Healing over sickle cell anemia. Healing, God, over high blood pressure. Healing right now over low blood pressure. Healing right now over diabetes. Healing right now, God, over depression. Healing, God, right now over mental illness. God, healing over any and everything, God, that this flesh may try to throw our way. The blood still works, God, yet today. So I speak healing over someone right now, cancer, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, issues with their feet, God. Right now, I declare healing right now. Migraine headaches, Lord. I plead the blood right now, God. Issues with their eyesight, God. God, cover our eyes and heal right now, God. Whatever it may be, issues with the ear, God, right now. Heal, deliver, set free. You're a God that can heal from all manner of sickness and disease. It doesn't have to be something that's catastrophic. But Lord, you can heal from a simple cold. I plead the blood right now. Heal, God. Some of us, God, got someone on the phone, God, is having issues with their finance. They're in a season of dryness. They're in a season of lack. But I'm so grateful for God that provides all of our needs. And so since I belong to you, Lord, if you're willing to take care of the lilies of the field and dress them, Lord, that means I don't have to worry about the clothes that I'm wearing because you're going to make sure that I look good because I belong to you. Lord, if you feed the fowls of the air, Lord, and they don't have to worry about getting food, Lord, how much more will you take care of me and the that I need to satisfy my body and my internal, God? How much more would you bless me, God, as you those birds that were not made in your image? You said in your word that, Lord, you'll make a way in the wilderness and you'll send rivers in the desert. Lord, you are God things about life. So, Lord, if someone on the phone call is in a season of lack, God, I declare that this too shall pass, because you are a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. You are the light in the darkness. You are our God, and not just our God, because God is the great and almighty. He's the one who created heavens and the earth. He is the one that is omnipresent, but the one that I'm talking to this morning is my Abba Father. Because I have an intimate relationship with you, and it's not superficial. Lord, these are just some of the prayer requests that I believe that some of those that are on the line are having this day. And I also pray, God, call out the name of Brother Greg Merriweather. Heard last night, God, he's a regional worker who lost a son, who lost a child, excuse me. And, Lord, we want you to comfort them. We want you to refresh and revive them. And, Lord, we want you to cover them. Lord, that you would cover their thoughts, cover their minds, so the devil won't try to come in and steal, kill, and destroy during this time of weakness and this time of sorrow. And I'm so grateful, God, that you are a God that is acquainted with our sorrows. So, Lord, I plead the blood over them, that you would cover them, strengthen them, and breathe light into that family right now in the mind of Jesus. And then also, Lord, I desire to call out the name of Carl Wilson, who is the brother of Assistant District Missionary Mary Wilson, Lord, who put out a request that her brother, as they went to the doctor yesterday, they found in his lungs. They don't know what the mask is as of right now, but the mask is causing him or him an inability to breathe very well. So, Lord, I believe right now that you are a miracle worker. And so, Lord, I pray that you would touch him right now, God, and shrink that mask right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and give him the freeness of breathing. Oh, God, breathe into him the breath of life and breathe into him healing right now in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful there's nothing too big and nothing too small for you, and that there's nothing that puts you to fear. You stand strong against any challenge, and since you made us, Lord, we know that you can recreate us and you can make things over again. Perform a miracle on his behalf. Bewilder the doctors right now, because I declare right now, I understand what the doctor's report said, but the report that I'm going to believe is the report of the Lord. And your report says, I am healed. Your report says, I am free. Your report says that we have the victory. And the Lord, I call on the name of my mother. I haven't talked to her in a little while, Lord. That's my fault. I need to call her, but I pray that you would touch her right now. Strengthen her from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Touch her body. Smooth out the rough edges. Lord, bring healing and aches and pains. Revive and restore her, Lord, today. My father-in-law as well. Touch him from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet and touch his body. Strengthen him and encourage him, Lord, today. Our seniors, God, our loved ones, our parents, Lord, who are getting older, Lord, I pray that you will restore unto them, God, their virtue, their strength, oh, God, their strength, Lord. Revive lives right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and make their latter days greater than their former days. Let their labor not be in vain. Bless them, O God, for their sacrifices. And bless them, O God, for being pillars in our community that we can look at to remain encouraged, O God, and the ones that guided us to you. Now, Lord, bless us this. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. We are in the third day of our pilgrimage to Pentecost. And, Lord, we ask that you will honor our consecration on this day. Honor our sacrifice, Lord, and let it come before you as a sweet-smelling savor. Lord, I don't want my living to be in vain, and I surely don't want my sacrifice to be in vain, Lord. So get the glory out of everything that I do and everything that I say on this day. I want you to be pleased with me. I want to put a smile on your face, and I want you to get the glory out of my life on this day. Walk with us. Talk with us. Lead, guide, and direct us. Grant us favor and strength are our prayers. In Jesus' precious name we pray. We say thank God, amen, and amen.